Today's first reading tells us how in the months following the resurrection and ascension of Jesus, the disciples were arrested by the Sanhedrin for preaching the gospel. As I think about this, what strikes me most strongly about the apostles' attitude after their abiding faith is their amazing courage. But their courage isn't expressed in the way we usually think of it. They didn't pick up weapons and battle with the soldiers. And they didn't try to cleverly argue with the members of the Sanhedrin. Instead, we find that they went meekly before the Sanhedrin, just as Jesus had gone meekly and accepted his sentence by the Sanhedrin and Pontius Pilate, like a sheep led to the slaughter. Now, of course, when the situation required it, we know that the apostles' courage did lead them to fight, to defend themselves, not with swords, but with proof and wisdom. In fact, before the Sanhedrin today, we see that they come out and Peter says that we must obey God, not men. But they don't go into a debate about it. They just sort of simply throw it out there. But in today's reading, I think we see the greatest example of their courage as Christians in the way that they become like Christ called them to be. As he called them to become like little children. Or, as he says so often, to become like lambs or sheep. In today's gospel, Jesus tells St. Peter to feed and to tend his sheep. It is as sheep that Christ calls us to follow him. And so it is because of that, it's one of the reasons why one of the earliest paintings we have of Jesus, found in the Roman catacombs of the Christian martyrs, is a picture of Jesus as a shepherd carrying a little lamb on his shoulders. It is really the early Christians' view of themselves in relation to Jesus, that they have to become like lambs. Now, to follow Christ is to become like Christ, to share in his life. And so, in today's second reading, the book of Revelation tells us of a vision that John has of those who are already in heaven, who have been saved, as he says, by the Lamb that was slain. And so we see, it's interesting, we see Christ depicted as the Lamb of sacrifice. Salvation comes only when Christ becomes a lamb before his heavenly Father, not only as a sacrifice, but in his meekness. So we read in the words of Isaiah on Good Friday, like a lamb led to the slaughter or a sheep before the shearers, he was silent and opened not his mouth. Hearing the voice of his Father, he followed it, meekly and humbly. Not my will, but yours be done. So by laying down his life as the Lamb of God, Christ the Lamb of God becomes Christ the Shepherd. As the book of Revelation goes on to say, the Lamb on the throne will shepherd his people. To follow Christ, then, we must be like lambs or sheep, in part because he is a lamb. Sometimes we find it difficult to think of ourselves as sheep or as little lambs. On the one hand, the idea of being a gentle little lamb that Jesus always takes care of can be a very comforting thought, especially in the midst of troubles and difficulties. And we think of Jesus carrying us on his shoulders like that. That can be very comforting. But what can disturb us about the model of being a sheep is that, generally speaking, sheep are pretty stupid animals. Really. They follow their master's voice without question wherever he goes. They are really the perfect example of meekness. But the thing is, Jesus doesn't want us to be stupid. In the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus is that lamb who is obeying so meekly and humbly the will of his Father. Jesus wasn't being stupid in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus made a free, intelligent choice, a wise choice to conform his will to his Father's in love. And Christ calls us to be like him by intelligently and wisely choosing to listen to him and to follow him, but to do so with an absoluteness, an absolute trust at every moment, in every action of our life. And in that absolute confidence in Jesus that we've chosen, we are like lambs and sheep. But how do we know if we're truly following the voice of Christ, our shepherd? In the book of Jeremiah, God promised, "I will give you shepherds after my own heart." And Jesus did give us this kind of shepherd. Christ commissioned St. Peter to be a shepherd, to share in his shepherdness, if you will. As he commanded Peter today in the gospel, "Tend my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." And elsewhere he extends this to all the apostles as he says, "Whoever hears you, hears me." In Latin, the word for shepherd is pastor. And so, from the earliest times, listening to the shepherds or pastors of the church has been the yardstick for measuring whether a Christian is hearing the voice of Christ, the shepherd, and following him. But we have to remember that just as Christ the shepherd is first the Lamb of God, in a sense, before he becomes the shepherd, in a similar way, pastors of the church must be first lambs of Christ before they can become shepherds of the flock. To be true shepherds of a flock, to feed his sheep, a priest must follow Christ and listen only to his voice, and in turn be his voice to the sheep. As St. Peter says, we must obey God, not men. We must listen to Jesus and follow his voice. Just as Jesus, they must proclaim the good news of the love and mercy of God, the resurrection and the promise of everlasting life. But they must also proclaim the hard news, including the hard sayings about the Eucharist, the cross, repentance from sin, and even everlasting death, hell. And as the pastors preach, the sheep must hear the voice of Christ the shepherd through them and follow him through them. We must receive his word like lambs, not like the leaders of the Jews in today's first reading, where they arrested Peter and the apostles, or like the Romans who later on would put Peter to death in Rome. That we should hear the voice of the Lamb who was slain like the saints in heaven. In today's second reading, it's described that the saints in heaven, it says, they sang, "To the Lamb be blessing and honor, glory and might forever and ever." And then it says, they fell down and worshiped. Now, sometimes listening to the pastors to listen to Christ can be difficult, could cause a problem. Because sometimes different pastors, different priests and bishops preach things that contradict each other. What's happening here is that some pastors are refusing to be lambs. They're refusing to meekly follow the voice of Christ, the shepherd, and his voice. Instead, they listen to another voice. Peter says, we must obey God, not man. That word obey means listen to, really. Audire in Latin, obedire. We must listen to him. And so they're listening to the voice, some other voice. The voice of pride or fear, the voice of popular ideas, and some even are listening to the voice of the father of lies. It's very unfortunate. It can be very depressing. But sometimes we have to ask the question, which pastor do I listen to? Who is being a true shepherd? And to that I can only say, listen to the pastor who is repeating what Christ and his pastors have always taught. Not something new, not an innovation. St. Paul mocks innovation in the scriptures. He says, hold tight to the things that have been handed on to you, whether in oral word or in letters I've written. And so we look to Holy Scripture, which was inspired by the Holy Spirit and written down by the human hands of the first pastors of the church. And we look to sacred tradition, that was the oral teaching that was then handed down and later on written down and written about and constantly and officially handed down by the successors of the apostles, especially the chief pastors of the church, the popes, the successors of Peter. But that's not all we do. We also, very importantly, listen to God in prayer. Never taking prayer as a new source of God's revelation. You know, God taught me something completely different than what Scripture, so I'm going to go with that, because that came up in my prayer. No, we don't do that. But asking Christ the Shepherd to lead us to an ever-deepening understanding of His words He has given us through the Scripture, through tradition, and through the preaching of our pastors. Praying that we may be His sheep, listening to His voice and following Him when we hear Him. And also in prayer, praying for our pastors, that they may also be His sheep before they try to be our shepherds. From the earliest days of the church, the image of Christ the Shepherd was precious to those who had to courageously sacrifice their lives because they believed in Jesus. As we approach the altar of sacrifice tonight, let us remember that to be our shepherd, Jesus first had to be the Lamb who was slain for us. And let us remember that to be like Him, to share in His life, we must also become lambs, laying down our lives, hearing His voice, and with absolute trust, following Him. Praise be Jesus Christ.